I'm going to read a letter from the conjunction selections from Gaddis to Judith Gaddis, and it's sort of structurally playful, and I think you'll get it pretty quick. To Judith Gaddis, report, 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 eyes only, eyes only, eyes only, eyes only, AM, 26 Feb, 74, official, classified. 26 Feb, 74, official, classified. 8:25, waved. 8:26, watched downhill to make sure car turned corner safely, waved. 8:28, walked dog to Alfieri garbage can and returned. 8:31, poured coffee. 8:45, decided to move car back to house so I would not keep looking out and thinking Judith had gone on errand and would return. 8:46, saw bag with grapefruit, put it by door to remember to give to Jack. 8:47, let cat in. 8:48, poured coffee. 8:49, saw M-I-L's letter. That stands for mother-in-law. 8:59, went in to look for stamp for M-I-L's letter. 9 o'clock, saw work laid out on table, decided to have drink. 9:01, let cat out, decided not to have drink. 9:02, decided to move car back to house so I would not keep looking out and thinking Judith had gone on errand and would return. 9:04, burned toast. 9:09, called John, reached horse lady who said he would call back. 9:11, let cat in. 9:12, poured coffee, looked at work, laid out on table. 9:14, decided to clear kitchen table and bring typewriter there to be near phone. 9:16, tied up newspapers. 9:23, emptied ashtray. 9:25, decided to make list of things I must do. 9:29, could not think of anything, so decided not to make list. 9:31, cleared kitchen table. 9:34, John called, read him note from his missus emphasizing all underlined words. Ha ha. 9:44, let cat out. 9:45, decided to move car back to house so I would not keep looking out and thinking I had gone on errand and would not return. 9:46, moved car back to house. 9:58, looked at work laid out on table, decided to have cereal. 9:59, made cereal. 10:02, ate cereal reading Swarthmore alumni bulletin. Noted one alumnus who claimed 3 billion dependents for federal taxes and given 9 months in prison for filing fraudulent W-4 form. Decided must remember to warn MIL who might consider something similar. 10:40, looked at work spread out on table. 10:41, twinge at noticing coffee cups, etc., put them in dishwasher to not be reminded of departure. 10:48, examined contents of refrigerator, discovered spaghetti sauce with message, and put it in freezer. 10:50, discovered corned beef and potatoes. 10:55, thought I should probably go down and get butter. Checked first, found 4 sticks of butter. 10:57, let cat in. 10:58, hung up coat. 10:59, put trash out. 10 o'clock, sick. Listened to news on radio. 10:04, went upstairs and looked around. 10:08, came downstairs and looked around. 10:13, sat down and studied design in kitchen floor linoleum. 10:20, looked outside for car to make sure I had not gone on errand and might not return. 10:22, decided I should probably go down and get cigarettes. Checked first, found 5 packs. 10:24, brought typewriter into kitchen table to be near phone. 10:28, decided to have nap till supper time when I could have corned beef. 10:29, sat down in living room chair. 10:33, woke, startled by ghastly liquid snoring, decided I had horrible cold and should have drink. 10:34, discovered snoring was being done by dog, very relieved. 10:37, decided not to have drink, went to typewriter and kitchen to work. 10:41, decided I should get some letters out of the way before settling down to work, got paper. 10:50, could think of no one to write to. 10:51, stacked wood more neatly on porch, checked newspapers to make sure they were well tied. 10:57, returned to kitchen and listened to refrigerator hum. 11:01, examined contents of refrigerator. 11:04, thought I should probably go down and get milk. Checked first, found full quart. 11:06, looked to see if mail had come, but flag was still down. 11:09, discovered memorandum, William, things to remember, and read carefully. 11:29, put cat out. 11:31, examined clam chowder from refrigerator. 11:33, decided clam chowder looked thin, decided to add potatoes. 11:34, peeled and diced 3 small potatoes and put on boil. 11:51, heard mailbox, got mail. 11:55, opened mail, one item from American Express, with new card and literature which said read enclosed agreement carefully. 11:56, read agreement carefully. P.M. 12:18, diced potatoes somewhat soft, added them to chowder, decided chowder looked somewhat thick, got spoon. 12:22, served bowl of hot chowder, got spoon. 12:23, phone rang. Talked with Hi Cohen at agency, who said check should arrive this week, who also said Aaron Asher is leaving Holt and was concerned that Asher's departure would not or might upset me. I told him I was not, unless Holt wanted their money back. He said that would be fine, certainly sell it elsewhere. I told him I was working hard on it right this minute. He said Asher might go to Dutton, which would be logical, following on Hal Charlotte's death. I said Dutton had no money. He said, we will think about it. It could all work out extremely well, especially if I finish the book soon. I said I would finish the book soon. Was working on it right this minute. He did not answer. I told him my only real dismay at this moment was confidence and faith Asher had shown in me and my work over many years and would be ashamed to part with them at this point. He said, we will talk about it, that the Dutton possibility is only a possibility. I said, I will not tell a soul. He said, we'll be in touch. We'll be in touch with you. I said, boy, you better. 12:55, poured chowder back into pan to reheat. 12:56, listened to news on the radio, 1 o'clock. Ate chowder, reading interesting article on Alaska in Swarthmore Bulletin. 1:21, checked upstairs, nothing changed. 1:23, checked downstairs, emptied ashtray. 1:26, looked at work spread out on the table, noticed stamp for MIL's letter. 1:29, walked out with dog to mail MIL's letter. 1:42, returned from walk, waved, cheerful, friendly wave to neighbor standing on corner. 1:43, realized neighbor standing on corner was really Jack's garbage can. Hurried inside, hoping no one had noticed. 152, sat down at typewriter to work. 158, phone rang, talked with Mr. Cody, a real estate agent who wished to be helpful if we wished to rent or sell our Saltaire house this summer. Wrote reminder to call Savages. 211, got notes for present sequence in book beside typewriter. 213, suddenly realized I better get cat food before stores closed. Checked and found two full cans of cat food. 219, decided to call High Cohen back with some ideas. 235, could not think of any ideas, so declined to call High Cohen back. 236, reread notes for present sequence in book. 239, reread notes for present sequence in book. 241, decided to reread whole book through up to this point. 242, looked at MS, decided not to reread whole book up to this point. Probably it was JR, and it was like that. 244, reread notes for present sequence in the book. 247, began to type rough version of present sequence in book. 305, dog passed through going east to west. 307, dog passed through going west to east. 401, began to type second page of rough draft. 426, dog passed through west to east. 427, dog passed through east to west. 444, read two pages of rough version of present sequence in book. 448, began to type third page of rough version. 526, decided to have drink as Adrienne rang doorbell, told her to come back in the spring. 526, fixed drink. 528, sat down to read pages of rough version just written. 531, laughed heartily. 631, decided might be a good idea to start checking motels in Virginia, North, and South Carolina. 635, could not find mobile guide to motels in Virginia, North, and South Carolina. Wondered where they were. 644, wondered where they were. 655, turned on oven to heat corned beef. Dog passed through west to east. Let cat in. 657, reread pages of rough version just written. 702, did not chuckle, wondered where they were. 709, put in corned beef to warm, wondered where they were. 716, fed dog, wondered where they were. 718, fed cat, wondered where they were. 741, served corned beef. 742, ate corned beef. 801, watched Benny Goodman's story, did not know he was such a sap, and wondered where on earth they were. All right, so that's that. There are many people here who knew Gaddis much better than I did, because I only met him one time and had dinner with him in Long Island toward the end of his life, when I was an extremely partisan Gaddis fan and shaking like a leaf with abject terror at sitting across a table from him. And just as Brad described, I found him urbane, witty, incredibly patient with me, who was shaking like a leaf. I was so nervous. And it really was among the great nights of my life. I read the work first because Barbara Epler, who edits New Directions now, and who's my age, had a friend at Brown when I was there, and once came to campus and said, "This book, The Recognitions, is the novel that every young writer should read." I had never heard about this writer at all, but I waded into the book, and I was deeply affected by it. And the same was true when I read J.R. a couple of years later. I sort of can't think of a writer of the second half of the 20th century who's exerted quite the same influence on me in terms of ratifying ambition and scale and a relentless drive to perfect sentences the way Gaddis has. I had excellent, great teachers at Brown, Bob Coover among them. But in some ways, it was this tutelage of the work of Gaddis that really sort of helped shape me and allowed me some route out of being a writer of conventional realistic fiction into writing things that were bigger and more ambitious. It was really important work to me, and I feel incredibly honored that I got to meet him the one time, and quite a bit honored that I'm here tonight. Thanks.